Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. And J2, what's happening? J2? Well, I guess there's no J2 tonight. I'm going solo dolo. So,
I'm on here. Can you hear me? What's happening,
no,
Captain?
No, I couldn't hear you. What's going on with you?
It's been a rough week for everybody. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Relationships, shooting, and wars and rumors of wars. You know what they say.
Right. Well, you know, today we've got a great show for you, for everybody.
All right.
We've got the original, industry original, Marcel Odom.
All
and
right,
our
now.
Own residency activist, Jacob Blake Sr., will be back on today. To talk
okay.
about what's been going on in the world, all the shooting mm-hmm. in L.A. and New York
Buffalo.
And
mm-hmm.
and Buffalo, you know, the curfews that are going on here in Chicago. So we've got a lot to catch up on. So you've been doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm surviving. I will survive.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're surviving over there. Let's give a shout out to our listeners in Brazil,
okay.
China,
let's go,
in Alaska, and the U.S.
Alaska.
I think that is just super that our wings are spreading across the seas to people.
We need some claps.
You need some claps in there.
We need some claps in there
just
to thank them.
Oh, well, I guess so. We probably do. Wait a minute. Let me see if I got some claps for you. Clap on.
Hey.
Clap off the clapper.
What's been going on with you? How you doing, Demo?
Life, I'm still living.
Okay.
Life is good. And for those of you who are lurking out there and are listening and find whatever we may be possibly talking about worth value or you want to chime in, our number is 563-999-3777. All right.
Right.
And on that note, I'm going to cut to a commercial real quick, and then we'll come back and talk about I guess what's been going on in the news with you?
All
right. You are,
right.
You know, okay. I'll be right
okay.
back.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha Office. I thought that blue.
And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk. Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut?
back, everybody, to That's What's Up. I'm so excited, like I am everywhere. But I'm extra excited, Josh, to have Marcel on here.
Yes,
do you know what
Marcel.
That means? I mean, Southern Video vibe, real estate.
Real estate.
What else can I say about it?
Commercial driving and vehicle transportation.
Omega Psi Phi.
Howard University got his master's.
And
yes.
I love him. So, but before I bring Marcel in, this is what I call whipped cream news. This Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. It's a mess.
It's a mess on both
sides is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's suing him for defamation. He's suing her for defamation. He was using coke. She was using MDM, whatever it is. It's just it's rich people with problems. That's rich people problems.
You know, Tony Montana problems.
Right. Exactly. Not even Tony Montana problems, you know, because these are old money. Well, not old, but in the eyes of Tony Montana, they're old money.
Right, right.
So,
especially Johnny Depp being such an actor that he is.
Right,
you know.
Right. Have you heard about King Business? You know what that is?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Have you heard about King Business?
King Business, no.
It's a new TV show on BET with Yolanda Adams. She's like the queen bee of, gospel singing.
You know who Yolanda
and some new
Adams
girl
is.
Starts coming in, and she's a stripper. And so it's got to be pretty good. We got
getting to the King Business, getting back to church.
Oh, yeah.
I know what Yolanda Adams going to put her name on.
Listen, you ought to understand this. You got to hustle hard.
Right.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to have a reality show, possibly a reality show on Netflix.
Okay.
Would you watch it?
All right. No, I haven't watched
it yet,
but okay, I'm going to put that on my to-do list. Okay, because, we avid Netflix watchers, so. I do have a piece of information I just saw today. Guess who having a baby?
I know.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
She had a baby.
Yeah.
A baby boy.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of them. I'm proud
her
of them.
ASAP
they
Rocky.
Sticking through it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so old. It's a little poo-poo baby. It's going to be a little fancy.
And he had ASAP Rocky had that jacket of many colors like Jacob.
You know what else?
Did you see him?
Speaking
of colors.
Chris Brown is going to be doing a residency in Vegas.
A residency?
He needs some points. I guess he needs some points. Huh?
He's going to rehab? What's happening?
No, nobody mentioned anything about rehab. I said he is going to be doing a residency in Vegas, which means doing shows and stuff solely in Vegas is what residency in Vegas means.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he needs his coins.
He needs them coins, man. He done stopped going on the tours. They done cut off all his tours and stuff, so he found him a home. Chris is gonna bring the fans.
You think so?
The boy can dance.
Yeah, people are just gonna come to see him dance.
Yeah, the boy can dance now. I mean, what are you 6'6" and doing backflips and twists and turns and stuff? I'm 6'4". I can't do none of that what Chris doing. I give him big ups. I can't
you know
do none of that.
You know you can get a vasectomy or thinking about. After eight kids. This mofo is talking about a vasectomy. You might as well just go on and keep it because you've already done your damage after 18.
Yeah, I did the damage. Just put a condom on, Chris, Nick.
Some people like the raw dogs. I guess the feel of it is, I don't know.
Go on and get them Trojans. Go on and get them Magnums and them lickety-splickities. And stop having fun.
You so stupid. You so stupid.
You know what I'm talking.
And you know, we got to ask Jacob about this later when we talk to him. But Patricia, I think it's Color is her name. She's like the president of Black Lives Matter. So anyway, you know, she's in trouble right now or getting in trouble. Well, took all the Black Lives Money Matter. But that's the way it is. Black Lives Matter money. And bought this mansion in California on behalf of Black Lives Matter. Well, now the feds are like, what do you mean for Black Lives Matter? This is your house. So she's
that's
trying
supposed
to
be a nonprofit
that,
organization.
Right. So she's trying to say, it was all this money. I didn't know what to do with it. And so I bought this house. Yeah, and bought a house. Girl, what the hell? Real talk.
Why couldn't you just buy like $100,000?
She's making Black Lives Matter look really bad.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody want to support Black Lives Matter or Black Movement no more because people do stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
That is crazy.
So, all right. Wow. Well, you know what, Josh, or JT is what I should say.
Okay.
Who are you? Who are you today?
I'm J2. I'm J2Z to the fullest. Baby.
J2 in the cook in the engine. Get all up. Well, I would like to introduce someone that I can't even explain how much this person has done for me, has exposed me to. He still educates me. He always educates me. He's an industry original.
Yes,
he's going to bring in Marcel Odom with Southern Video Vibe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Marcel, are you there?
Yeah, Marcel's in the house.
Marcel, hey. Mr. Odom in the house.
Uh-oh, my dad.
Man.
Welcome, Marcel. Welcome to That's What's Up.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
How you been, Sal?
I've been great. I've been wonderful. And thank you guys for inviting me on. I feel very, very honored. I feel like you're part of my loins, you know, like you're my offspring, and you guys are doing it. You're still doing it.
You're hanging from the sack. We hanging from the sack, bro.
Well, yeah, that's a little visual, but okay.
Oh, we hanging from the set. So tonight, you know, I thought it would be pretty cool for us to discuss, you know, things that have been going on in the country as far as the shootings, the curfews that they're putting in Chicago, the shootings in California, the shootings in New York, just all this craziness that's been going on. I just want to see what, you know, you think, because I always think of you as a grand poobah. But I also thought it would be great that later on, Jacob Blake Sr. is going to be joining us, activist Jacob Blake Sr. is going to be joining us. And I just figured you two are so very well-versed, so very well-educated, that it would be nice to see that, to that, hear that talk between the two of you.
That's a good idea, Big Mouth.
I'm really excited.
But first, can I get an overview of who Marcel Odom is? He is the entrepreneur, executive producer of Southern Video Vibe, my mentor. I've had many talks with Marcel, so he's also been very influential in my life. I just want to hear a little bit about who Marcel is. I want him to just say, like, what's been going on, Marcel, and the things that you've done.
You know, Marcel is just old country boy that's from Chicago that didn't want to follow anybody else's path, orders, or footsteps. And so I just tried to do some things differently. You know, we are, I started out in real estate, medical facilities, rental properties, commercial rental properties, and moved from that to into television. And a lot of people don't know this, but the real reason that I started Southern Video Vibe was, well, it was twofold. One was to get the word out about my edutainment program that I was trying to take into the DISD schools. And edutainment was really about educating kids about peripheral occupations behind the scenes, outside of singing and dancing, that had longevity as far as careers, lawyers, accountants, technicians, engineers, the whole nine. And so in order to do that and be effective, I created Southern Video Vibe so that we had a conduit so that when the kids could watch that on TV and then they could equate the show with us, it would make our message more believable, very, very believable to them. And then the second part of it was I was trying to get into real, I mean, I was trying to get into television where we owned our own stations. I was in the process of purchasing KLDT. KLDT out in Louisville. And it was $11 million purchase, and I had the deal secured. What challenged the deal for us economically, or I should say financially, was we were right there at the cusp of moving from analog to digital. It was going to cost another $9 million, you know, pushing that price tag up to $20 million. Now I got a little paper, you know, but I ain't got that. So I had to step back out of that realm and try to figure out a plan B. So my goal has still not wavered as far as owning our own media, controlling our own media, and it kind of speaks to some of the issues that you're talking about now, the shootings in Cali and New York, and you know, the curfew and the Black Lives Matter. I feel like until we control our own media, until we control the narrative, we're at the hands of the establishment. And right now, the establishment has purchased all of the outlets, and so they control what messaging gets out there. BET, Viacom, MTV. So that's going to be key for us, just controlling our narrative moving forward. But, yeah, I'm just an old country boy just trying to do it, man, keeping my head above the water.
Let's not go there, man, because you already know what we're going to do.
Because you're ice ice baby.
It's Divine Nine, so, you know, it's all love for me and all the Greeks. I think that's another area in which we fall short. We have somehow stigmatized each of the Greeks and created nine different islands instead of coming together as one conglomerate and becoming a very, very powerful unit. You know, we've almost created like a gang mentality, the Deltas against the Sigma Gamma Rho's and the AKAs against the Zeta. It's like, come on. The Q's against the Kappa.
Well,
you know,
I'm a me by me.
And we still be working together because we one unit.
Yeah. We need to come
together.
I'm a me by me, but
my father was an Omega Psi Phi.
There it is.
That's all I got to say. Okay, my sister is a Q pearl. Purple is in our blood.
That's
okay.
That's right.
Purple is in our blood. Well, Marcel, I am so glad that you're here. Let's hold tight a little bit, and I think I'm gonna play a little music right now for a few minutes, and then after that, I'll bring in Jacob Blake, and then we can have a nice, nice talk.
Oh, it's going to be a powerful, man. It's going to be a powerful conversation.
Okay, for real.
You
all right,
understand?
Y'all. Here we go.
Let's get it.
Y'all, that's what's up. It's your girl Big Mouth and J2. Where you at,
that's
my brother?
What's going on?
So we're going to have a nice little chit chat, a little round table. Not a little red table, but a little black table.
Oh, that little black table.
We have a little black table. So okay. And I just felt it could not be done, not properly done, without Jacob Blake Sr. providing us some insight into,
okay,
you know, what's been going on, what he feels is going on, you know, how we could see things going, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Jacob Blake.
Get up, stand up.
Okay.
Stand up for your
stand
life.
Stand up for your life.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your life.
For your life.
What's
up, Jacob? Oh, that's one of my favorite
songs. Jacob?
Once again, I'm humbled to be in you all's company. My big sister, Big Mouth, and J2, as always. I'm honored, brother.
What's up, my man? Oh, man. I'm honored.
Well, tonight, Jacob, I call you our residency activist. Like, you're my go-to person who knows what's going on out there in the world. You know, I can't get around like I used to. So I'm always reading up on stuff, but someone that's actually
right
out there in the trenches. So today it's you and my very dearest friend, Marcel Odom. Marcel.
And I met
Jacob.
I met Marcel years ago, I believe,
what?
With Karen Light.
Where was that?
I happened to be with,
no telling.
I was with Karen Lightfoot. I don't remember. We didn't get to meet each other, but we greet, you know, I'm familiar with the brother's name, definitely.
Oh, okay. All right. So welcome. How you been, Jacob?
Yeah,
well,
sir. How you been, brother?
While I was listening to you three talk, I'm packing my bags on my
Where
way
you
to
on?
Buffalo. On my
Buffalo.
Way to Buffalo. I'll be in Buffalo for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Man.
So,
and you know what's going on in Buffalo right now.
Well,
right,
before
so
we get into Buffalo, how your truck doing? The deer jumped
car?
Across and banged into it.
Oh, the car is total, but I'm fine. And Bianca also
as long
is
as
fine.
You
did. Yeah, we're
everybody's
both fine.
Good.
Yes, she's Breonna Taylor's aunt, who is the co-founder of our organization, Family United. And what I was going to say in regards to what happened with that young lady with Black Lives Matter. Sometimes people forget their purpose. So the purpose of my organization, Families United, is the families. So we can never lose focus because the families are what is important. You know, the
right.
hoopla and the hoorah and in front of the cameras, you know, there's a lot of things that happen with these families that we've been through these situations. We understand what they need. They
right.
need a lot of handheld holding, a lot of consoling. They need a lot of love to help them figure out how to get through this darkness that they're wandering through. They don't
right.
need a lot of fireworks shows and all, because when the fireworks are done, you go home.
Yeah, you go home, back to your darkness.
Back, yeah,
well,
they go.
All
they
I
go
can say
alone.
About her is she's really making Black Lives Matter look bad.
There's no
leadership over there on that ship right now. No financial leadership over there. Say it again.
Their ship is going so many different directions. It's split apart. Because you have people,
like you said, she lost her focus.
Right. You have people in their organization that are like us, that are boots on the ground immediately. With
working hard.
Right.
Working hard.
Hold on.
So where
did Marcel go? Did we lose Marcel?
No. I'm listening to Jacob. I think what he's saying
okay.
makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if he was here or not.
No. Go ahead, Jacob. Go ahead on the boots on the ground. And you, in order for you to understand the temperature of a place, if you don't put yourself in that place, you have no understanding of the hot zone. There's hot zones out there.
Right.
You know, and as far as
separation and splinters. Well, that's what Master planned this to happen. Master made a difference in the back in the day. It was the light skinned girls were AKAs, and the dark skinned girls were Deltas. You know, the nasty cats was Omegas, and the pretty boys were Kappas or Alphas. Well, you understand, we're all the same tribe. We are all the same tribe. There's no differences. And in order for us to achieve, in order for us to achieve our ultimate goal of being taken serious, unified, we have to get this brother his television, his station, and we have to control. The narrative is a Caucasian narrative that is given about us. If we give them the true African heritage narrative, then we can't say they both, you know, we can say, they can say anything about what they see now, because that's fucked up by Caucasians.
Like that little boy. Now, he done went and scouted out up there. He drove 3 miles, scouted it out, came back the next day and shot it up, and had a whole, what was that? What do they call that thing where they write about it?
Manifesto.
A manifesto.
His manifesto.
Yep.
I think it was 180 pages or 80 pages. And was storing guns in this outlaw. It's just
crazy. We get shot for doing nothing. We get shot in traffic.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
We get shot for no reason at all to be shot. And then when these white people kill us, even in South Carolina, when that boy killed those people at that AME church. They went and took that cracker. They took that cracker to get a sandwich.
And then wonder about his mind frame. Why did you do it? But as soon as we do something
don't
crazy.
Don't tell me about a narrative. They control the mindset. Because that's how powerful that box is that we watch. That's how Trump became the president of the United States of America.
On that box.
But gentlemen, I just love this. I love the banter that we're having right now. But I'm going to cut to a quick sponsorship break or commercial break, however you want to call it. And we'll be right back to resume this conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. And tonight's topic has to do with what's been going on in the world today. The shooting in Buffalo, the curfews in Chicago, the shootings at the nail salon in Dallas. People are acting as though they have lost their mind, like they're in a whole different state. And tonight we've got Marcel Odom and Jacob Blake Sr. with us to discuss what their feelings are and how their views are. So, Jacob, you want to continue what you were saying to us?
No. Please let someone else speak.
Jacob, I think you're spot on, man. I think the problem with BLM, it is splintered. And a true leadership and a focus, you can lose sight of the original goals of the organization. I think a lot of politicians get involved in politics for the right reasons, and then they get corrupted as they become career politicians. And it's the same way when you start to watch some of these black bodies that are making millions off the death of our brothers and sisters in our own community. and they're not really looking for change. They're looking for the other type of change that jiggles in their pocket. And so when you start to understand that, hey, look, let's stay focused right here in Missouri with the Mike Brown situation, and then let's put our boots in the ground, on the ground in other areas. And as these other fires pop up, we go ahead and put a pin in it. But right now the focus is here in Missouri with Mike Brown. And if you listen to those folks down there, if it's kind of like you said, Jacob, when the fireworks go away, then the people leave. And so when the television cameras go away, the issues didn't stop, just the focus of the issues in that space. And so going back into that town in Missouri, it was very easy to hear them say, Black Lives Matter abandoned us. We haven't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything. And nobody was paying attention. And so we are such the shiny object in the room. Squirrel, you know, and we're
right.
bouncing all over, mm-hmm. and we're not focused on anything. Even though this thing is happening in real time, we can slow this thing down and take it all the way back to Rodney King and walk
right.
it very slow, fast
right.
forward, because there's no statute of limits on true justice, you know.
So is this our reality now? Is this how things are going to be? I won't be, but for like the younger generations on this, is this how life is going to be for them?
Wow.
It never changed.
That's a good question.
It never changed.
I know that, but
it's going to continue
like this.
What happened?
You know?
What happened was we were fooled to believe that we had some kind of status that was equal. Because we became intellectuals, we attained undergraduate degrees and masters and doctorates, and we thought that
mm-hmm.
society was moving forward. When in reality, we have never left the time of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. 57 years ago, my father got his behind beat on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And we're still getting our behinds beat in 2022.
You know,
can I ask y'all a question? Do y'all think that most of these shootings all around the country are racially motivated and also racially input into the minds of, okay, look, we're going to stop them from getting together. We're going to stop them banding. We're going to discredit the black community. Or even the Asian community. There's been a lot of Dallas shooters in Asia, you know, compared.
Well,
I don't think you can ever say all. I think when you say all, then you lump it into, yeah. So there are some fear factor shootings. There are some racist shootings. There are some ambiguity shootings, but
uh-huh.
you know, at the end of the day, they're shooting into black bodies. And so when you're shooting into black bodies, that fear, that ambiguity, that racism, it all falls up under the same umbrella as to why us.
We have to point at the narrative. If you look statistically speaking, 98% of the killings that are done that black people are affected by are by other black people. 97.8% of the murders committed on white people are by white people. What else? Because
right.
access,
right.
it's the access that they have. The difference is that when it happens in the black community, they highlight it. They concentrate on it. You understand, Pavlov explained the conditioning theory to you in Psychology 102. And it's a true...
Okay, with that in mind, how do you feel about this new curfew that Mayor Lightfoot is going to have in Chicago now? for kids, I think, 12 and under, they shouldn't be out no way after 10 o'clock.
What are you doing?
I mean,
it's like a
Band-Aid.
Really, it's not really doing anything. They don't want these.
That is going to do.
Exactly. A Band-Aid.
You know,
what is that supposed to do?
They say when you have a lock on your door, that's for honest people. And so when you talk about the curfew being put into effect, that's for kids that are being parented. That's for kids that have structure. They have guardrails already in place.
Right.
For those kids that don't have any of that, then what you did is you just did what's known as grandstanding to say that you did something to get a box check. Until you start to make a difference economically into our communities, until you can bring that black family unit back together where you've got to head a household, until you can start to allow people to thrive outside of an illegal environment, everything that you're doing right now is grandstanding so that you can say, I did this,
exactly.
I did that. You're trying to build your political resume for the next election, and, you know,
well,
I'm
saying,
Until they bring back into the Chicago school system vocational training and after-school activities, these children have nothing to do. So when you have nothing to do, the idle mind becomes the devil's workshop.
Playground.
But,
mm-hmm.
Jacob, I'm going to challenge you on that. It doesn't even have to go through CPS. It can come from our own community. I think we at some point have to commit.
Right. They don't want to give our community the fund. We've been fighting for funds on the south side of Chicago.
We got to stop begging.
We didn't beg these crackers. We told them what we wanted.
What I'm saying is that we can't depend on government assistance to get us to that point. At some point, we have to pull our own selves up.
You have too many bougie Negroes that won't take the handkerchief off their head. We got enough Negroes in Chicago that are millionaires that we don't have to ask the state for shit.
I agree.
I love the conversation. But on that note, I got to go to the sponsorship, 563-999-3477. If you're listening and you want to call in, that's what's up. I'll be
call
right
in.
Back. It's time for a quick commercial.
That's what's up.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good. I look fly and I look good.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. That's what up. J2, you over there?
What's up?
I'm loving this discussion we're having with Marcel Odom and Jacob Blake Sr. I love this. I love the banter. I love the conversation. I love it. And gentlemen, I thank you for being on here. So with that note, I want to go back to the conversation we were having about funding from the states, from the government, and how we need to at least step up and not be so dependent on them to try to take care of something. I'm assuming that's what I'm getting.
I think we pour too much money into the black church that doesn't pour anything back into the community.
Lord, you opened up a can of worms. Oh, my God.
I can't say the man's name.
Is it a can of worms or a can of snakes?
You don't own a can of worms, Marcel.
Oh, my God, Marcel. You know, oh, Lord. Let me tell you something,
Lord,
man.
Lord Jesus.
$1.8 billion a Sunday?
Oh, my goodness, man.
There shouldn't be a homeless black person in the United States.
But repeat that number again, Jacob. Jacob, 1.1.
Let me tell you my testimony real quick.
It's like $1.8 or $1.6 billion a Sunday.
And that goes into a white bank every week. No black bank.
They're going to TD Jakes' pocket every month.
Hey, look.
I ain't going to even say TD Jakes.
Let me tell y'all something. It was about maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was running on a little rough edge right there. And so I can't say the name. So my dad said, well, you know, why don't you call such and such? So I called him because he was chocolate covered. Do you know they told me they couldn't help me because I wasn't a member of the church and they couldn't help me? So that same day, my dad said, call the Catholic whatever's, because nights beget nights. My father was a Catholic. They pulled me right in and helped me with no problem. I've never cared for that man over there in Dallas, in South Dallas. That's as much as I can see. The one, you know, with the son.
Let me explain this to you. Let me explain this to you. The black church is not built to help black people.
This big mega church and all these people and all this money.
But look, he too busy trying to fill the gap in his tooth.
You're crazy.
So when you concerned about filling the gap in your tooth and not the gap in the pews with the people that can't be in your church because they can't show you no tax. Their taxes ain't – look, pre-flow dollar in them niggas, they got to see your tax returns before they accept you in the church. You got to
– No.
When did that start happening? When the church – but black church don't help the black community. That's exactly what Marcel's saying. It's like we are giving them the money, but it's going straight to their monthly pocket. And that's – that's
going,
is wrong.
It's going to
that's
the,
not
to
what
the
God ordained
elect-
to be.
Right. Well, we've been trained to believe that everything they tell
bamboozled
prosperity
brainwashed
led astray.
What you want to call it? I'm not me because I'm Catholic, so I mean they're not any better
well,
now.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on them either.
Right. I had to change myself. Old,
you gonna open up a whole nother can of worms?
Listen, I was raised Catholic, but I'm a spiritual person. I can't say because my mother was Baptist and my father was Catholic. So in between there, I just became a very spiritual person. I just treat people like I want people to treat me. If you're good
to
the game,
right.
The game is good to you.
Yeah, we ain't even supposed to be ununited even in the church anyway. The church ain't supposed to be ununited. I don't care if we Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, but that's what they, once again. We bamboozled with, okay, where are you from or what do you believe?
So.
Hey.
I don't know.
I'm in the amen corner right now. I don't even know. Amen.
Amen.
What'd you say, John? I mean, Jacob, amen.
Amen, man. If we don't find a way to unite, I don't care what your belief is. I tell people all the time when I was in sociology class, something you can prove, you prove with factual evidence, right? Religion is faith. Faith and fact are two different things. If faith, then those books would be used to teach history class. But those books are not used to teach history class. Those books are used to try to heal you spiritually.
Right.
Right? So the doctor is not there to heal you. He's there to make you needy of the pills of the industry that make him get paid. Because if there were no sick people, then doctors would be out of business. Baxters and all those medicine makers would be out of business. His job as a doctor is to make you a junkie on the pills to keep you alive, to make the sickness stay in you and not leave out of you.
And he can continue to get paid.
So it's not just, see, they'll accept social stuff when it comes to education, socialists. But that's what the educational system here in the United States is. So social things are good for certain things, but not for others. Well, it's either you're going to be totally democratic or you're going to be a socialist. I'm confused. Make it clear. Make it make sense to me for all those years of education that you forced down my throat. All those years of lies that you taught me, that I was able to learn your lies and then take your lies and turn them against you.
Right. That's called the art of war. That's called the art of war, Jesse.
Now, I read the Art of War when I was 14 years old.
Yes, sir.
From cover to cover. We don't read enough, man. I read about Steve Biko and Jomo Kenyatta and Shaka Zulu because they look like me.
Right.
But you're not taught about them in world history because they look like you.
Right.
What do I have to do with European history? Nothing.
On that note, I want you to take a quick break with me and look at yourself in the mirror. I'll be right back. Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. 563-999-3477. And we have been having a great conversation with Marcel Odom, with Jacob Blake Sr. and J2 over there. I love this. I love the banter.
Awesome conversation. Awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Very informative and knowledgeable.
Jacob, let's get back to you talking about the vision that you see yourself, how you see yourself, and what there was, how the society has made things. You don't see yourself in things.
Well, you don't see yourself in school. You don't see yourself in books. Even when we go back to this, when we was in school, Jack and Bill threw the ball. Jack was white throwing the ball to Bill. He was white. Then Jill came in. Jill was white. You know, think about
you're right.
it. Anytime
you're
they
right.
had a test question and they said Matt was doing something, Matt wasn't brown. So that plays on you over the years.
On your psyche.
Over time,
it plays on your psyche.
It plays on your psyche. You see I remember one time we were in a grocery store somewhere and they had a picture of Jesus hanging up there on the wall. And my son asked me who that was. I said, oh, that's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And then, you know, white people had the nerve to tell you, well, Jesus didn't have a color. Well, if he didn't have a color, Michelangelo wouldn't have painted him white. Because the power of suggestion is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they've been using the power of suggestion for years. And we act like we don't understand it and we don't know. No, it's that niggas get into a certain category of earning. I owned a company for 30 years, man. I stayed 100% African-American for 30 years. I took brothers that came straight out of the penitentiary because nobody else would take them.
Yep.
If we, as a unit, as a group, we're like a third world country. That is the type of economics that we control. Why
Inside
have we not put our foot down and made changes happen? Because you go to a Baptist church and you go to AME Zion and you're a Holy Ghost church, man, all that doesn't even matter, does it? Because when you die,
I think a lot of it though comes from the guidance that we received from our parents. You know, we were taught to go to school, get a good job, and retire with benefits. We were never taught to go to school, come back to the hood, create a business, and continue to grow within our own communities. And so that's where we need to get back to. We need to go back and buy the block.
Sir.
We need to come back into the neighborhoods
and
show the
up.
Kids that there are doctors, that there are lawyers and teachers that are willing to come back into the hood and show you how to do it the right way. You know, we left the cotton fields for the corporate fields.
You have to find enough Negroes that are willing to leave their egos at the front door.
You know what? All you got to do is
gentlemen,
start, Jacob.
I love this. And I want to thank both of you for being on here and talking with us. Marcel Odom, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? What?
Yeah, I want to... On Instagram, I'm under Coach Odom. That's K-O-A-C-H, Odom, O-D-E-M. Facebook, I'm starting to kind of wean myself, but if you look up on the Southern Video Vibe under Marcel Odom, common spelling, you can find me. I'm not hard to find. You know, I don't hide too much. I hide in plain sight.
All right, Mr. Blake, where they find you at, Mr. Blake?
You want everybody to know how to get in touch with you, bro?
Of course, I'm Jacob Blake #9 on Instagram, Families United on Instagram, Families United on Facebook, Jacob Blake on Facebook. I'm not hard to find at all. Google me. Hell, they'll point you at me.
Well, fellas, I just want to say thank you so much. I love this conversation we had going today. Maybe we can take this up at some other time, too, and maybe fill in some blanks that we had missed here and there. I don't know. So
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we heard. Thank y'all. We appreciate
and,
it.
You know, that's what's up. J2, hold on a second. I'll be with you in a hot second. Bye, gentlemen.
All right, now.
Thank you so much.
All right, now. Thank y'all very much, fellas. We love y'all.
Thank you.